to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action. Well, this live broadcast which starts at 6:30 in the morning every Thursday with the segment Sunrise with Sai is coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai situated in the holy and blessed hamlet Puttaparthi, which the Lord of the Universe chose as his headquarters to impart his sacred message to humanity, that is, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. Inspired by Bhagwan's teachings, in this segment we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love as Swami translating into service to humanity. So always stay tuned. Well, today is 9th of January 2014 and the time right now in our studio is 11:11 a.m. The weather here at Prashantinilaya Ashram is picture perfect today with modest temperatures. But whatever it is, dear listeners, be it the climate, temperature, people, festivals, food, anything and everything here in Prashantinilaya is suffused with divine vibrations. And we at Radio Sai make this humble attempt to bring these vibes to your homes through various Radio Sai programs. And we hope you are enjoying it. Well, it is January and it's the time of the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions. What started as a simple in-house event in the early 80s slowly transformed itself into an important and exciting festival in the calendar of Prashantinilaya. It is one of those events where Bhagwan showcased to the world what can be achieved through integral education. But for his students, it is an opportunity to express their love to their eternal chancellor through a fascinating display of dancers to daredevilry, aerobics to scintillating gymnastics, amazing drills to thrilling stunts, and impressive dramas to elevating music performances, and so on. It is a celebration of the sportive spirit that Baba inculcates in every student of his university. Well, Radio Sai is extremely pleased to offer to all of you the live video webcast of the entire annual sports and cultural meet. It begins on January 11th, that is day after tomorrow, with the presentation at the Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium and culminates on January 14th on the occasion of Sankranti in the Sai Kulanth Hall. So do not miss this event, for it has in it all the excitement of sport, the uplifting power of music, drama and dance, as well as the spirit of the sublimating one's talents, performing every act only to please the Lord and nothing else. Well, all you have to do is tune into our website radiosai.org and watch this grand event through Sai's own radio, Radio Sai. Well, dear listeners, coming back to the segment Service Love in Action, if you are there with me last week, you may be aware that I had played for you an informative and uplifting conversation with Mr. Srinivaslu Hugahalli, who is leading the techno group of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Well, just to brief it all, the technology group, or the techno group as it is called, is in the service of providing simple and permanent techno solutions for enhancing the quality of life of the poor villagers. This is with the priority of providing clean and safe drinking water, health and hygiene, toilets, agro-interventions for poor small farmers and many more. Well, the aim of Techno Group is to provide solutions that are cost-effective, operable, proven, manageable and sustainable with least support from outside, thus managed by the village folks themselves. In fact, the techno group of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization also have got a website, which is www.srisathyasaitech.in. That is srisathyasaitech.in. And in this website, they publish all the newsletters and proceeding information which are benefit for all. Well, today, I have for you a conversation which I recorded last week with Mr. Brijesh, the youth coordinator of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization for the Indian state of West Bengal. So, I'll be playing for you the conversation in parts today, and it will continue next week also. In this conversation, Mr. Brijesh very lucidly and in detail talks about the various service activities, service projects that Bhagwan's devotees are involved in the state of West Bengal. So let's listen to this conversation.
Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam sir, thank you so much. I'm really, really privileged to have been called for this interview. I pray to Swami that I can serve the purpose and do justice to whatever is the objective.
Yes. So this is a segment called Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we capture the various service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees. Now, last month, that is the month of December, we have seen hundreds of Sevadals here at Prashanthi Nilayam from the Indian state of West Bengal who had come here for Prashanthi Seva. And you are the youth coordinator of Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization for West Bengal state, right, sir?
Yes.
So now we want you to talk about the service activities, the various service projects of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization in West Bengal. So sir, now let's begin by you telling us, like last month, how many Sevadals had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva?
Last month was the month of December, and we do service in three batches of 10 days each, 1st to 10th and 11th to 20th and then 21st to 31st. And on an average, in each batch, there were around 1400 to 1500 gents and ladies Sevadal doing service in Prashanthi Nilayam. So if we take out the average, it would be somewhere around 3800 to 4000 Sevadals in the month of December itself.
Now, in which all other months of the year do Sevadals come from West Bengal here to Prashanthi Nilayam?
They come in the month of March as a part of the All India duty, which is for 15 days, and also in the month of May, which is for 8 days.
Okay.
In the month of May, we do the duty jointly with the Odisha state organization.
And in the month of March, it's All India.
In month of March, it's All India. Sevadals from all states jointly do the service in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Okay. Nice, sir. So going forward, please give us a brief statistical report of the total number of Sevadals in West Bengal, number of samitis, bhajan mandalis, balvika centers, balvika students, etc.
In West Bengal, there are 19 political districts, and Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization is functional in all the 19 districts of the state. We have around 158 samitis and 245 bhajan mandis in West Bengal. If we talk of the number of members, it is somewhere above 20,000, out of which we have 10,000 sevadals who are active workers, both gents and ladies. And we have around 1,580 balvika centers, wherein we have around 18,000 balvika students. Apart from this, we also have 227 adopted villages and slums. And there are 33 villages which are adopted under the Sri Sathya Sai Village Integrated Program.
Okay, so this is the statistics. Now, please throw light on the different service activities.
In fact, the name of the organization itself is service activities, so there is nothing else apart from service in the organization. Every activity which we do in the organization, under the three wings, be it a spiritual, educational, or the service wing, somehow or rather falls within the category of service. So, we have got three levels of activities, three tiers of activities in our state, the state level, the district level, and most importantly, the samiti level, which is the foundation for the organization. Let me first start with our state level activities. Every year, I think you may be aware of the Ganga Sagar Mela, which happens at the confluence of River Ganga and the Bay of Bengal. It's the second largest pilgrimage congregation in the country. First is the Kumbh Mela, which happens every alternate 4 years.
Mm.
And Ganga Sagar Mela is held every year on the occasion of Makar Sankranti, which falls on 14th January. Every year around 120 to 130 sevadals, comprising of around 110-15 boys and balance girls, they form together into a team and they go to the Ganga Sagar Mela for cleaning the night soil which is excreted by pilgrims on the sea beach. There is an interesting incident to the origin of this camp. Let me first throw light on the spiritual significance which this Mela has for the different pilgrims. Around 5 lakh pilgrims congregate on this occasion on 14th January every year. And it is believed that once they take a dip into the holy dip into the Sagar, which is the ocean, they would achieve liberation or salvation.
Mm-hmm.
After taking the dip, they then go to offer worship in the temple of Kapil Muni. This place has got its significance from that temple itself, because Kapil Muni, a great penance was done by him at that very spot, and thereafter a temple was built. So currently the temple, which is the original shrine, was washed away in the ocean. Now this is the 13th temple which has been reconstruction, the one which we have now.
Mm.
And around 5 lakh devotees congregate to take holy dip and then offer worship to Kapil Muni.
Like, they come on Makar Sankranti day. What is the significance? Can you throw some light? Why on that day?
Makar Sankranti is, I would not know the full mythological or spiritual significance of the day itself. But it is believed on that day that anybody who takes dip in that Ganga Sagar, he achieves salvation or liberation. I really don't know how that happens.
Okay.
because it is also a saying in the country that Sare Tirath Bar Bar Ganga Sagar Ek Bar. It is so difficult because the commutation to that place itself is very difficult. You have to first go by road, then you have to cross the ocean in a steamer.
Oh.
And then again you have to go by road.
Mm-hmm.
So you have got 3 laps of the journey. Nowadays, the infrastructure has slightly improved because government has realized the importance of this Mela and they have accordingly arranged for infrastructure. But earlier, it was very difficult for people to reach there.
Yes.
So we started this camp in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
How it started was, there was a district magistrate of the district in which jurisdiction the camp was. It is South 24 Parganas. His name was Mr. Patro. And Mr. Patro's father was a Sai devotee. And Mr. Patro was classmate of our present state president, Mr. Shyamal Sur, in IIT. So they both knew each other. And when people used to congregate for the Mela, the infrastructure facilities to accommodate around lakhs and lakhs of people for calls of nature was very limited, and people don't have any option but to pass this excreta on the beach itself. And it was a real, real mess, to that extent that a foreigner remarked that Ganga Sagar is the toilet of India.
Mm.
There was a remark by Times of India also in its newspaper where they captured this activity of the organization. And they said that it is the largest open-air lavatory of the country. So such is the extent of human excreta. You can imagine, they can accommodate 400, 500. And if one person takes 5 minutes to attend the call of nature, just imagine how many minutes or how much time would it take for 5 lakhs pilgrims on a daily basis.
Yes.
So it was a Herculean task. And after the Mela, the foul smell would remain even to the extent of 1 month following the Mela. So the government and the people who were the committees who was in charge of the Mela was actually very much perturbed how to solve this situation. Then this Mr. Patro, he somehow came to know that Sai organization is involved in service activities and they also do sanitation. So he approached Mr. Shyamal Sur. At that time, I think he was our state village in charge of the Grama Seva activities. He approached and he said, Shyamal, can your organization take up this job? And Mr. Shyamal Sur said, yes, why not? So this is how it started, and everything was organized. There are several other hundreds of NGOs who are involved in different activities during the Mela, administration, crowd controlling, discipline and everything. But nobody came forward for this activity.
Cleaning it.
Cleaning of the night soil from the beach itself.
Mm.
They used to have some sweepers, but the result was not good. People used to actually hit the pilgrims who used to sit on the beach with wooden sticks to make them run away. So this was the extent, and people say that uske pehle logo ka atyachar hota tha wahan pe. They were tortured. They were literally tortured. And the organization under the leadership of Mr. Sood decided to take up this activity. And then we met the service, the organizing committee. The district magistrate is the in charge of the Mela committee. And everything was organized. Our team reached there. This, I'm talking of the first camp.
In the year 1991.
In 1991. Our team reached there. They were calling every organization to ask them everything is all right or not, how the preparations are going and some administrative instructions and everything. And then they called, they did not even pronounce the name of our organization. They called Sri, 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 how many Sris he put, we did not, as explained by our state president, he doesn't remember. And Sai Baba Rokhan Theke Keu Ashun, that means anybody from the Sai organization, please come to the camp office. And there was this Vidyut Mantri, the electricity minister. He was there, he had come to see how the Mela is being organized. And then our state president appeared before him. So he said, so you have come from the Sai organization? He said, yes. So how many sweepers have you brought? And our state president said, not even one. He was very annoyed. He said, what are you saying? Are you kidding? You have taken up this massive responsibility and you have not even brought one sweeper? Who is going to clean this? Then our state president said, we will do it.
Nice.
And hearing this, he just kept his pen on the table and he was dumbfounded for about a minute or a couple of minutes. And then he looked and he said, looking at you, I can make out that you are an educated person belonging to a good family. Would you be able to do this job? He said, why not? And then we started off the activity. And this activity continues. We depart from Calcutta every year on 10th of January, early morning, 6 a.m. And by 4 p.m. we reach at the spot. Then we put up our camp and everything. Very cold. The sevadals have to sleep on the floor.
About 100 sevadals?
About 120 to 130 sevadals.
Mm.
We put up our camps and everything is set right. From the next day, we start working. First day we start working, say around 4:35 a.m. And we continue till 7 a.m. For 3 hours there is a break. But during that break, there is always a team of 25 sevadals is on that spot. During the initial hours, which are the peak hours, the entire team of 120 to 130 sevadals is on the beach cleaning the night soil. They pick up the night soil with shovel and there are pits which are made, the ditches which are made, and the night soil is dumped into it. Then it is then covered with soil and bleaching powder is sprinkled. And this continues. So first day we begin at around 5 a.m. in the morning. Second day we begin at around 3, then at 2:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And it continues until 7 a.m. Then there is a break. But while during the break also, around 30 savadals are on the ground. And after that, the work again starts. During that time, night soil is not there because it's already cleaned in the morning. So we clean the other garbages and other rubbish and trashes which are thrown by people across here and there. And we clean them. In the evening also the same work continues. And it continues until 16th January, where in the midnight the mela is declared closed by the district magistrate. And we make sure that when we leave that space on the 16th night, the beach is left uncluttered to the extent that as if nothing had happened here.
Mm.
We make sure that if Swami is to walk here, the cleanliness of the place should be up to that mark.
Yes.
So not even a single hay is left on the ground. And the Mela authorities, they have been really impressed by the commitment, dedication, and most importantly, the discipline which the Sevadals have exhibited over the years at this camp. Even to the extent if there is something very important, it's the organization, the Sai organization is called up to actually execute that task, which is not within our normal scope of work.
So actually this Ganga Sagar Mela, it's for how many days, sir?
Look, the main Mela is on the 14th. The holy dip is on the day of Makar Sankranti, which is 14th. But pilgrims start coming from 12th itself. The rush increases from 12th January onwards, and then the peak is on 14th January. Then it starts gradually decreasing. And on 16th midnight, the Mela is declared closed.
So all the Sevadal volunteers will be there from 12th to 16th.
We reach there on 10th.
Okay.
We are there on 16th. In 16th midnight, we offer aarti to Swami. And interestingly, I should mention that none of our Sevadals offer puja or worship at the Kapil Muni's temple.
Okay.
Maybe that they are going there for the first time. Everybody you would want when you go to pilgrim spot, okay, let me actually pay my homage to the shrine. But no, because we believe in one thing, which Swami has said, that work is worship.
Yes, and duty is God.
And duty is God. So, if you are doing this work which with utmost sincerity, is it not worship? And if it is worship, then what is the need to offer another worship at the Kapil Muni's temple? And secondly, no Sevadal during the duty time goes to the temple. They don't even go to the temple. Because, and again, Swami says, duty is God. So, how can I leave this God and go to pay homage to another God? This is something which does not fit. So, no Sevadal offers, for them, the work which they have done is their highest worship. It is as if that the pilgrims who, the sequence is they take the holy dip in the ocean and then they go to Kapil Muni. The situation was such when we were not going there that it was difficult for people even to step on the beach.
Mm.
That was an obstruction. So it is as if we are clearing the obstruction between the pilgrims and their God.
Yes, God and the devotees.
God and the devotees. The dasanudas, the servant of the servant.
So this has been happening from last 23 years almost.
This would be our 24th year. 24th happened in 2013, this would be 25th.
Yes, very nice.
2014. So our team is gearing up. On 9th, they would report for registration.
Mm.
And on 10th, we would set out.
So, are the volunteers same or they keep changing?
They keep changing. In fact, our limit is around 120 to 130. People want to go there, but we cannot take them because the camp area and other infrastructure facilities which are required are limited. And the number of 120-130 is optimal. So sometimes you have to say to the Sevadas next time.
Okay.
Try next year. And it is very well organized. The groups are divided into different teams with two group leaders of each group. And it's a mixture of old and new boys.
Mm.
It is not just that you go and you lift the excreta and then dump it there. There is, it's also an art. You have to learn that. So old boys, they actually train the newcomers.
What are the volunteers saying, sir? When we ask them, why are you doing this kind of job? What is the inspiration? What do they say?
When anybody listens to this type of activity, they are dumbfounded.
Yes.
They are dumbfounded. But to talk of the expressions of the sevadas who have participated, they are found to be in utmost bliss. They are found to be utmost bliss. We have a video. We have made a documentary on this activity. And the emotions of the sevadal which you see, they are self-explanatory. And you would find people from all walks of life in this camp. Starting from our state president, who is an IITian and did his MS from Stanford University, to a small, an most ordinary village boy.
Nice. Really incredible.
It's all because, look, Swami is incredible, so his work has to be incredible.
Salam, dear listeners. Well, welcome once again to this segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, today in this segment, you are listening to Mr. Brijesh, who is the youth coordinator for the state of West Bengal of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. So in this conversation, as we go on, Mr. Brijesh will tell many of the service activities which Swami's devotees are undertaking in the state of West Bengal. So right now he told about the sanitation work that the Satya Sai Seva organization is undertaking during the Ganga Sagar Mela. Let me, dear listeners, just add few more points to this. The Ganga Sagar lies in the Sagar Island, which is in the continental shelf of the Bay of Bengal, about 100 kilometers south of Kolkata, in West Bengal. It belongs to the Republic of India and is governed by the state government of West Bengal. Well, this Sagar Island is large with an area of about 300 square kilometers. It has 43 villages and a population of over 160,000 people. Well, this island, as Brother Brijesh told, is a famous Hindu pilgrimage, has a famous Hindu pilgrimage place called Ganga Sagar. Every year on the day of Makar Sankranti, that is mid of January, hundreds of thousands of Hindus gather to take a holy dip at the confluence of River Ganges and Bay of Bengal and offer puja to the Kapil Muni temple. Now this Ganga Sagar pilgrimage and fair is the second largest congregation of mankind after the holy Kumbh Mela. The latter is observed once in 4 years at alternative locations in north, central and central west parts of the country, whereas Ganga Sagar fair and pilgrimage is held annually at the Sagar Island's southern tip in the Ganges Delta atop the Bay of Bengal. That makes Ganga Sagar all the more distinctive. Now let's come to the sanitation work that the Satya Sai Seva organization is involved during the Ganga Sagar Mela, which Brother Brijesh very lucidly elaborated. Let me just brief it. So a team of about 130 sevadals from all the districts of West Bengal collectively undertake this distinguishing service activity every year to ensure comfortable holy dip by several lakhs of pilgrims from various parts of the country who throng at Ganga Sagar on the auspicious day of Makar Sankranti. In order to make the experience of the pilgrims blissful and contented, the sevadal members keep the sea beach clean and uncluttered by removing the night soil which is excreted by the pilgrims on the beach. As we heard from Brother Brijesh, the sevadas undertake this work as their spiritual sadhana, which begins at around 3 in the morning and would go on till 6 in the evening for 5 days, starting from 11th January to 15th of January. And the camp is organized for a total period of 7 days. So, dear listeners, isn't this seva an incredible one? Well, it is very much commendable and laudable. Now, if we ask the volunteers what inspires them to do this activity, they always say it is Swami and Swami's message and teachings which has inspired. In fact, during this Ganga Sagar Melas, there are many other NGOs which take up many small service activities, but the activity of removing the night soil excreted by the pilgrims on the beach and keeping the beach very clean, this activity is not taken by any other NGOs, and only Swami's organization takes up this activity every year. And now this year, it's the 25th year when this activity is happening during the Ganga Sagar Mela. Now, talking about the inspiration that Swami's devotees have, I just want to say what Swami had told to Mr. Srinivasulu Huggahalli, and this actually he himself had told in the conversation which had got to you last week, when he told about the techno group of the Sadhya Seva organization. So Mr. Srinivasulu Huggahalli said that once he was very disappointed and dejected due to some reasons in the organization, and that time Swami personally told him about how a leader should conduct. In Swami's own words, I quote, "You must have tremendous passion for the mission in which you are involved. But mere passion is not enough. We should have knowledge in the subject we are handling. If we have passion and no knowledge, you are going to mess it up. We will have to depend on other people." Well, it is still not enough if we have passion and knowledge. You must do the work with love. It's still not enough if you have passion, knowledge and love. You should do it with sacrifice. And when you have all these things, it is me who is doing the work and not you. Unquote. So you see, dear listeners, to be successful as a leader, you should have passion, knowledge, work with love and sacrifice. Now, talking about sacrifice, I am reminded of a beautiful Hindi song. So let me play that song for you before we continue the conversation with Brijesh. So let's listen to this beautiful Hindi song.
Thank you.
खुशबू देता है, सागर सावन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है जो औरों को जीवन देता है। वाह, व्हाट ए सॉन्ग, इसन्ट इट डियर लिसनर्स। वेल, फॉर द लिसनर्स हु अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी, इट वुड हैव श्योरली स्ट्रक ए कॉर्ड इन योर हार्ट। दिस सॉन्ग वेरी लूसिडली एक्सप्लेन्स व्हाट सैक्रिफाइस इज। इनफैक्ट जीना उसका जीना है जो औरों को जीवन देता है, इट मीन्स लाइफ इज लाइफ who gives life to others. Well, the element of sacrifice is very important when we serve others, when we serve the society, when we serve humanity. In fact, talking about sacrifice, dear listeners, I am reminded of Mother Teresa, whose only purpose in life was to bring succor to people who had nobody with them during the last days of their life. It seems once she discovered a man in the drains of Kolkata. Yes, the man was literally in the drains, dirty drains. He had been there for some time, his body was decaying and maggots were eating into his flesh. She felt pity on that man and she brought him to her ashram and was cleaning his wounds. Just then, Mother Teresa's biographer, Malcolm Magridge, happened to enter the hall and he was aghast at looking at what Mother Teresa was doing. And he said, "Mother, I would not do this even if someone gives me $1 million. And then pat came the reply from Mother Teresa. She said, "Nor would I do for $1 million, but I would do it even for $2 million. I am doing it only for my love for Jesus Christ. Well, dear listeners, really hats off to Mother Teresa's service to humanity and to her sacrifice. Okay, this is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and the time right now in Australia is 11:50 a.m. And in today's segment of Service, Love in Action, we are listening to Brother Brijesh, who is the youth coordinator for Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization for the Indian state of West Bengal. And till now, he told us about a remarkable service activity done by the Sathya Sai Seva organization during the Ganga Sagar Mela every year. That is a sanitation work. And let's now continue listening to the conversation that I recorded a week back.
The next another activity at state level is the Damdam Metro Children Welfare Project.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 365 days project. Our youth and couple of senior members of the organization, they go to this Damdam Metro where there are around 35 to 40 children, few orphaned, few nobody to take care. And every morning we go there at 6:30 a.m.
Railway station.
The Damdam Metro Railway Station.
Okay.
Let me tell you how this began.
Yes.
We have been continuing this since 2001 April.
Mm.
Started on Poila Boishak. Poila Boishak marks the first day of the Bengali New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this activity on 14th of April 2001. And what prompted to take up this activity was a news article in a Bengali newspaper wherein there was a picture of a small boy, maybe around 3 years of age or 4 years of age, who was tied up to a iron gate with a chain and left by his mother in the morning because the mother had to go to work.
Mm.
She used to work as maid in different houses and she couldn't carry the child along with her. And she would leave this child in the station so that he does not run away.
Mm.
And throughout the day, there was nobody to take care of the child.
Oh my God. Child will be in the platform.
The child would remain on the platform. And one of our members saw this article and then next morning, a team of around 15 to 20 youth, went to actually see what is happening. Whether what we have seen is believable or not.
Mm.
And to our astonishment, we saw that it was not the only child. There were around 30 to 40 children who were left on the platform with nobody to care, nobody to ask them how they were, nobody to show their love and affection to them. So we decided to do something and what could be done and how it should be done, for how long it should be done, what should be the frequency. So we took up this activity from the first day of the Bengali New Year, which happened to be on 14th April 2001. So a team of around 15 youth went to Damdam Metro Station, which is adjoining the Damdam Railway Station. It's the Metro Railway and the normal Indian Railways, which is there. These children used to live and are living on the Damdam Metro Railway platform itself. Mm. So every morning we go there, at 6:30 we wake them up, then we bathe them.
Mm-hmm.
Brush their teeth, comb them, give them clothes, whatever they have, and impart lessons on health and hygiene.
Okay.
And we first started with giving them breakfast, which would comprise of healthy breakfast, maybe chapatis and some vegetables, followed by a glass of milk, some fruits or something like that. Then we gradually started classes on moral values, the Balvikas. And the Balvikas, we did not start in the traditional way the Balvikas is done. We started in a very candid approach, emphasizing more on the value aspect of Swami's teachings rather than stotras and all these things, because we did not know how many of them were Hindus or how many of them were Muslims.
Mm.
So, and if we just start with Omkar and everything like this tradition, stotras, people would think that this is some Hindu organization who is trying to convert these children into Hinduism if they are not Hindus. So we did not take that approach. Our organization is not a religious organization. It's a spiritual organization. Mm-hmm. And spirituality is far above religion. And we started imparting lessons in Balvikas, the moral values, stories which were said by Swami, some songs, value-based songs, Sarvadharma bhajans and everything. Then we also realized that this is not enough. We have to do something for their academics. And gradually we developed a syllabus wherein each youth tends to around 4 or 5 children according to their age group, and we impart academic lessons, elementary education on daily basis to them. So it is like that. 6 days, 7 days in a week, maybe 2 days are moral value classes and rest of the days we have got academic lessons. But breakfast is served every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 365 days activity.
So volunteers go there every morning, for how long they will be?
They would be there for around 2-2.5 hours. And then they would come.
So again, this activity from past 12, 13 years, it's happening,
yes,
right?
Yes, 13 years and 365 days in a year.
My God. So what are the volunteers saying, sir? What is their experience of in being involved in this? How they are feeling?
No, volunteers and the sevadars, they do feel privileged to actually be a part of this project, which is a unique project. And this was presented to Swami in the year 2001 or 2002, I don't remember. There was International Seva Conference.
Mm-hmm.
From our state, this project was presented to Swami. Mm-hmm. And he blessed it. And in fact, I myself have gone there for so many times. And when you actually see these boys, now they have, it is such that they look forward to you.
Yeah.
They look forward to the love and care which they receive. They have not received such love and care even from their kith and kins.
Mm.
Everybody is there to exploit them. The greatest satisfaction lies in the fact that a lot of transformation has been seen in these children.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. So, in the last 12, 13 years, what have you seen in these children?
Look, these children were, as it is for anybody being brought up in such a situation, these children used to use a lot of slangs, foul languages. They were involved in petty crimes. They were involved in smugglings, drugs and all these things. But gradually by Swami's grace, and it's his greatest miracle, Swami's grace, they have stopped using slang. They have realized that whatever we do in life has to be done in a righteous manner.
Mm.
We started in 2001. Few have dropped out. New boys have come. New girls have come. But there have been few who have continued since then. So out of them, some have taken resort to the righteous method of earning a livelihood. I would not say that they are doing very good. Somebody is working in some executive or something like that.
Can you give some examples?
The girls are working as maid in the houses. I have a story, I will tell you. This girl called Mongli, she came for this year's
Prashanti
service.
Okay, nice. Wow.
She came and she works as an assistant in a beauty parlor. The boys, some are wage earners, some sell vegetables to earn their livelihoods. Some are working as employees in some canteen, some restaurants or something like that. But the considerable change and the notable change is that in their conduct, that has been a greatest satisfaction. I don't know how far we have been able to help them academically, but certainly when we see these boys and compare them what they were 10, 12 years ago or 5 years ago and today what they are, a lot of satisfaction is there. And even to the extent, these boys, after they eat the breakfast, earlier we used to clean that place.
Mm.
At the end of the day, it's a public place. You can't leave it cluttered with plates and things thrown here and there.
Yes.
Earlier we used to clean. Now we don't have to tell them. They would eat and they would clean that place.
Mm.
They would organize everything. Sometimes we organize video shows for them.
Okay,
we take projectors.
Oh.
We organize video shows for them on based on Swami's teachings. We give them presentations.
Okay. So you talk to them about Swami also?
We talk to them about Swami, but not saying, okay, Swami is God. Whether Swami is God or not, that's my personal perception. But we put stress upon what Swami wants. Why has he come? What has been his mission?
The different activities of Swami.
The different activities of his Swamis. His works, his teachings. And what is his expectation from children? And once in a year on the day of Mahalaya, which is a public holiday in West Bengal, we take all the children to our state center, state science center in Barakpur. There we give them new clothes because the day of Mahalaya marks the beginning of Durga Puja. It is as if Goddess Durga is coming back to her mother's place. It's the greatest festival of Bengal. And whoever is resourceful, whoever has the means or what little means they have, they would make sure that they wear new clothes during that occasion. Every year we give them new clothes so that they also feel belonged. We organize entertainment in form of magic shows, some movies like Three Idiots we had shown.
Some inspirational. Entertainment.
Tare Zameen Par and all these movies, some value-based content. There is one cartoon series, Dada Thakur, which is also value-based. In Bengali we show them. And then some magic shows, musical events, some recreational events are organized throughout the day, and then they are again taken back to the platform.
Throughout the year, 365 days, and for more than a decade. Now, so much commitment is required by the volunteers.
Absolutely.
So, what about their professional work, sir? How do they manage?
Look, as far as this project is considered, it is 365 days in a year. No office starts at 6:30 a.m.
Okay. Morning 2 hours.
So morning 2 hours. So that commitment is there. And we have planned it on rotational basis. It is not that the same team goes every day.
Okay.
So nearby districts, it's a project of two districts, Calcutta and North 24 Parganas, which is, you can say, Damdam is where Calcutta and North 24 district converge. So samitis from both the districts have been assigned a roster and they identify who is going, and every day it's, they already know. So
how many volunteers go in a day?
Around 10 to 15.
Okay.
Around 10 to 15 volunteers they go, and they cook the food themselves. It is not that we buy the food from outside. A lot of foods are available at the station. You buy the food and that's the most easiest task. No, that is not done.
So they cook at home,
they cook
early
at
morning.
Home,
and
early
then
morning. They cook at home early morning. So whatever needs to be prepared, it is divided between the volunteers. Okay, today you prepare chapati, you prepare vegetable, you take the milk. Every morning this is divided and then they go to the platform.
A lot of commitment is required.
The source of commitment is all Swami.
Salam, dear listeners. Welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Well, in today's segment of Service Love in Action, you are listening to Brother Brijesh, who is the State Youth Coordinator for West Bengal of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. And after the sanitation service activity at the Ganga Sagar Mela, you heard the 365 days Dum Dum Metro Children Welfare Project of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of West Bengal. Well, this is another incredible and commendable work that Swami's devotees have taken up in West Bengal. And it's happening 365 days throughout the year for more than a decade now. So in this activity, a group of volunteers go to the Dum Dum Metro Railway Station, which is near Kolkata in West Bengal. They go there every day at 6:30 in the morning. And they have found a group of children, about 30-35 in the number, who are orphaned, and these children stay in the platform. So these volunteers go there every day at 6:30 in the morning, wake these children, brush their teeth, bathe them, and give them moral classes, some elementary education with human values, and after that give them a healthy breakfast. As you heard from Brother Brijesh, a significant and positive changes have been observed in these children. They have given up bad habits and addictions. A considerable reduction of slang has been witnessed in their daily dialect. With the seeds of discrimination blossoming in their heart, they have stopped resorting to begging and committing petty crimes with the older children, motivated to eke out their daily living in a righteous manner. So, dear listeners, this was the second and very commendable service activity that Swami's devotees have taken up in the state of West Bengal. So, we will be listening to many more such activities from Brother Brijesh. So, before we continue, let's listen to another song, beautiful Hindi song on service. Thank you.
Wasn't that a beautiful song on service to humanity? Seva mein guzre har pal hamara, girte huon ke bane ham sahara. Let every moment of our life be spent on serving the society. Let us always serve the poor and needy. Well, dear listeners, this is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And in this segment, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, talking about service, I am always reminded of Hanuman, his attitude to service. It seems when he met Vibhishana in Lanka, Vibhishana conveyed his anguish to Hanuman. He said, "O Hanuman, how fortunate you are. I am constantly thinking of Rama, but I have failed in getting Rama's darshan. From the moment I wake up, throughout the day till I go to bed, I chant Rama's name incessantly. But I have not been able to see Rama." For this Hanuman replied, "O Vibhishana, you are merely uttering Rama's name by mouth, but you do not participate in his work and mission. It is not sufficient if you chant Lord's name, but you should contribute in his work. It has been 10 months since Mother Sita has come to Lanka. Have you made any efforts to free Sita? Rama's name can be compared to current, and participation in his service is compared to a bulb. Name is the current, service is the bulb. You can attain divinity only when you contribute, only when you combine chanting of Lord's name with participation in his work." So dear listeners, let's continue listening to Brother Brijesh talking more about the various service activities which Bhagwan's devotees are involved in the state of West Bengal.
Okay sir, so now let's come to the next. Now this, I know that in West Bengal there is a telemedicine center in Barakpur.
Yes.
Of the Sri Satyasai Super Speciality Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, for a couple of weeks we had program on telemedicine, about telemedicine of Swami's hospital. We had a virtual exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And State President sir from West Bengal had come and spoken. I think State Vice President.
State
sir,
Vice President.
Yeah,
Mr.
State
Shuri
Vice
Prasad
President.
Lahiri.
Yeah, he spoke about telemedicine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you throw some light on that also, sir?
Look, this, we are really privileged to actually have this telemedicine center in West Bengal, and we are deeply gratified to Bhagwan for giving this opportunity, because this activity is unique in itself. Because when we try to translate into in terms of numbers, then the numbers are mind-boggling. Let me first give you a brief background. This telemedicine center is operational 3 days in a week, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays. On Wednesdays we have cardiology checkup with Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences Prashanti Gram, which was recently connected. And on Thursdays we have neurology with the Whitefield Hospital, and on Saturday we have cardiology again with the Whitefield Hospitals. The average number of patients in a month would be somewhere around 125. And it depends, it varies. If you take out the average, it would be around 125. In neurology, the number of patients are more. It is somewhere around 20 patients. For cardiology, Whitefield, around 7 to 8 patients a day. And for Prashanti Gram, around 4 to 5 patients a day. And this is also being run, managed and done by Sevadals from the organization. Around 15 Sevadals are participating in this center on rotational basis, again from different samitis. And 6 Sevadals are there round the clock, 24 hours. They are doing shifting duties, which they remain there, they stay there on rotational basis, because a lot of costly equipment is there. Mm-hmm. We just can't let it remain there without any supervision or surveillance. And around 125 patients come every month, and if we take out the savings of the patients, because the objective of setting up this telemedicine center was for follow-up checkups which could be done remotely.
Yes.
The patient should not be required to come to the Whitefield Hospital or the Prashanti Nilayam Hospital.
All the way from West Bengal.
All the way from West Bengal.
Very
fast. It takes 2 days of traveling on one way. So 4 days of traveling, and again minimum 4 to 5 days here, or 3 to 4 days
here. And also somebody has to accompany them.
Somebody has to accompany them. So it would cost, if not less than around probably 10-15,000 rupees for one patient to actually come here and go back.
Just for a follow-up checkup from the doctor.
For a follow-up checkup from the doctor, which could be very well done remotely. And this is a great initiative of the hospital to set up this telemedicine center. So if we calculate, our yearly expenditure is somewhere around 5 lakhs. Monthly comes to somewhere around 40,000 rupees. And the average monthly savings, collective monthly savings of patients is somewhere around 18 lakhs, if we calculate all the cost. And annually, it comes to somewhere around 2 crores.
Mm.
So it's a huge, although it seems to be very small activity, operational on 3 days only in a week, where around you are catering to, on an average, 10 to 15 patients. But the collective savings of the patient is 5 crores. And for people who are coming from all the way to West Bengal, 10,000, 15,000 is a huge sum of money for
them. Yes, that's right. It's not just about money also. So much stress and pain.
Absolutely.
They have to take.
Absolutely.
Come all the way from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have got 15 sevadals and 3 doctors. 3 local doctors who are stationed in that telemedicine center.
In fact, the telemedicine center at Barakpur is the first telemedicine center.
It was the first telemedicine center.
For Swami Super Specialty Hospital, yes.
2007, I remember that 2007 we had come in here for the first time with Yuva Parthi Yatra, and at the same time it was to be inaugurated. So one of our active youth member who was instrumental and deeply engaged in setting up of this telemedicine center, he had to be there to ensure that everything is in order.
Okay, now next let's talk about the disaster management training.
Disaster management training at state level, what we are doing is that we are training sevadals from different districts to equip them and build their capacity in disaster management, so that the idea is to obviously to have a team ready if there is some need which may arise anytime.
Disaster like natural calamities.
Natural calamities, earthquakes, floods, cyclones and all these things. In fact, the disaster management team of the organization in different, there is a team in every state.
Yes.
And this year, to mark the 90th birthday anniversary of Swami, and which also happens to be the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Sai organization.
That's next year.
2015.
Yes.
The national leadership has identified disaster management awareness as one of the 3 important tasks for this event. So every district has got this team, and what we do is that we are using this disaster management as an outreach tool to carry Swami's message to schools and colleges.
Okay.
So the teams who are equipped with disaster management training, it's a one-day awareness program. We approach the schools and colleges, and then we create awareness about how to fight a disaster, which also includes a lot of unnatural disasters which may happen in your life. Say, for example, firefighting, something happens. How do you save yourself when earthquake happens?
Yes.
What do you do in case of a cylinder gets blast?
Mm.
So all these things. And the content is such that it obviously, along with the technical know-how and the technical expertise, it also delivers a spiritual content and Swami's message, which is deeply ingrained in whatever the content is, that it leaves an impact on those people and creates an awareness, okay, that yes, this is achievable. Ordinary people like us can also save lives.
Mm.
You don't need a trained faculty to do that. This is all about disaster management. And lastly, every year we organize Youth Parthi Yatra.
Okay.
We restrict it only to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And we set the limit. Only youth are allowed to participate in the Parthi Yatra.
How do you define youth?
It's a good question.
Age group.
It's a good question. Look, youth, For this purpose, we define youth by age group. Normally, anybody who is young at heart is a youth. But for our purpose, in the Parthi Yatra, we define youth and we restrict by age.
18 to 40 or something like
that? 18 to 16 to 40. Upper limit is 40.
Yeah, okay.
So, we make sure that only that age group passes. And our focus is on fringe youth or new youth who have never ever visited Prashanthi Nilayam.
Fresh youth. Yeah.
Or fringe youth who know about Swami, they know organization exists, but they are not involved or actively participating in the organizational activities. So those are our target. And every year we come and on average 500 to 700 youth participate in the Parthi Yatra every year.
When is this, sir?
Generally we do it in the month of August.
August.
For 3 days. For the last few years we have been doing it 21st, 22nd and 23rd of August. We see the days. This direct train is a great convenience for us coming from West Bengal. So whatever days the direct train is there, we actually plan our schedule.
So what happens in this Parthi Yuva Yatra?
It is not like an ordinary yatra where we call people, the youngsters, okay, let us go for a picnic and come back and see what Prashanthi Nilayam is all about. It's a very well integrated program which we have devised over a period of 3 days, which is a mixture of everything. It is a mixture of spiritual knowledge, mixture of service activities, and a mixture of seeing what Swami does, or what Swami has done, in fact. So we plan our activities across over 3 days, and the first day, it depends upon what is the size. We divide them into groups, and few groups are taken around, with each group having two or three group leaders. They are taken around Prashanthi Nilayam. And they are shown the humanitarian works which Swami has done. The university, the hospital, the water project, his life. So one who is sitting in West Bengal, just hearing it obviously inspires, but you just think of the level of inspiration one gets when he or she sees the works by his own eyes in front of him. So this is part of the itinerary. Second day, we hold a conference, a youth conference, wherein we select topics which are of interest to youth as to how to strike a balance between your personal, professional life and the organizational activities, how to do time management, what is personality development all about, what Swami has said, what is role of youth in this time as Swami has expected. So all these topics, and we have been very grateful that every year we get some good speakers from your team, Radio Sai team, to actually address our youth, and that has created a lot of impact. Well, second day, this is the day-long program where we have this conference. Certainly, they go for darshan every day in the morning.
Sai
Kulwant Hall. They go for darshan every morning. And on the third day, we do service activities within the ashram, which primarily involves sanitation. Cleaning of all the public urinals in the ashram, which we did last year. Cleaning of blocks as are assigned by the accommodation office. Year before last, we cleaned North Block, I think, North N6 or N7 we cleaned, and we cleaned West 3, West 4 and West 5 and all the public toilets, the sheds, those sheds, cleaning of fans and everything. So we have seen that people who participate in this Parthi Yatra, first day they say, come on, it's quite boring, why we have been brought here. Second day they get charged up. When they see Swami's work, and the first day itself, being his university, hospitals, Chaitanya Jyoti and everything, they slightly get inspired. Okay, yes, he has done a great work. And the second day get charged up. And third day, they get an opportunity to put into practice and taste for themselves as to what they have seen and what they have heard. And realize the bliss or the taste of that nectar. There is an interesting event which occurred year before last. Most of them are newcomers. They have come for the first time. And the schedule is very tight. So every day they would say, now leave us, please let us go. This they would not say officially or just cry, but as organizers, we come to know as to what are the views of youth. So we know that this is going to happen.
By seeing their attitude.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they would come late. Okay, this is acceptable. The third day, when they participate in the activity where you imagine 400, 500 youth working together, doing whatever they are asked, at the end of the day, when we say, now this is our valedictory, and tomorrow we are supposed to depart from Prashantinilayam, they make comment, they comment that why it has ended so soon. It should continue. So we tell them, on the first day you were trying to run away and now you want to stay. Another important incident, how transformation happens. We were cleaning this public urinals behind the north block. Behind N8 there are public urinals. Our boys were cleaning. Lot of them were hesitant to actually clean the public toilet. They were very hesitant to pick up the broom and then clean the urinals and the lavatories. So he said, I cannot do this task. I will not do. One of our district youth coordinators was there as a group leader. He said, okay, what can you do? Can you give me water? He said, yes, I can give you water. That much I can give. So he said, okay, take this mug, take this jug, bring water for me, give the broom to me. I would do the cleaning, you just see and watch. He cleaned first toilet, second toilet. For the third toilet, that boy said, now let me clean.
Okay.
So this is how transformation works. This is how Swami works. So this Padhte Yuva Yatra has been a great instrument in motivating new youth. And I would say around 40 to 50% when they go back, they become active members of the organization. In fact, in places, it is only because of these youth, samitis have been formed.
Okay.
New samitis have come up just because of these youth who have been part of the Yuva Padhte Yatra. And we make sure that we restrict it to youth. We don't allow or mingle elderly people with this. Because we are not here for some event or some big showcasing of procession or I'm taking 1,000 people, 2,000 people, not like that. Our main aim is to motivate these youth so that at least they take to the path which Swami wants everybody to take. May not be, and we don't tell them you should believe in Sai. We tell them you believe in whoever God you believe in. But you do some good activity, involve yourself with some good work. And that is the punch which hit them. A lot of Muslims come. Last year, a couple of Muslim boys had come in.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yes.
In fact, that's the main motto. Swami always says, Paropakarartham idam shariram. This very body is given for serving the humanity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if our approach, I have seen, if our approach is correct, people are bound to come. The fault lies in our approach. We want everybody to become devotee of Satya Sai Baba. We don't want a Hindu to become a better Hindu, as Swami has said. A Muslim to become a better Muslim or a Christian to become a better Christian. Swami has said, let him pray to any God he wishes. At the end of the day, his offering comes to me because he has said, all names are mine, all forms are mine. So how does it matter if I believe in Kali or if I believe in Jesus or if I believe in Krishna? When he himself has said that, why then I fail to understand, why do we want everybody to become Sai devotee? Let him be a devotee.
Yes.
If he is a devotee and an ardent and sincere devotee of whichever deity he is a Sai devotee.
A true devotee.
He is a true devotee, absolutely. Swami said that I have not come to gather followers. And unknowingly what happens, brother, when we try to impose Swami on others, people think that this is a cult. They have come here to make ourselves, make us devotees of Sri Satya Sai Baba. And not only that, when we say that Sri Satya Sai Baba is God and you should believe in him, in other words, we are saying that the God which you believe, Satya Sai Baba is superior to him, to that deity. Aren't we limiting Swami?
Yes.
Aren't we demeaning Swami? If I am a Kali Bhakta, a devotee of Kali, am I not a Sai devotee? It happened, we used to conduct community bhajans in different places, and one of the place was Kali Temple. Every alternative Sundays, we used to do community bhajan there, and a lot of people would come there. Invariably, they used to keep Swami's photograph in front of the idol of Goddess Kali. Think of what impression would it give to an outsider who is passerby, listens to such a melodious voice, good bhajans, and then he sees he's a Kali Bhakta. Say, anybody coming to Kali temple is certainly a Kali Bhakta, right?
Yes.
He sees photo of Satya Sai in front of Kali. So are we superimposing Swami on Kali? He himself is Kali.
Yes, correct.
He himself is Kali. Next day, when I saw this, next day I said, remove Swami's photograph. We don't need Swami's photograph. Can't you see Swami in Kali?
Yes.
You are saying that I am Sai Bhakta and Swami says all forms are mine. So why are you not able to see Sai in everything? So this is about our state level activities.
Dear listeners, once again, a loving Sai Ram greetings. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, today in this segment, you heard a lovely conversation with Brother Brijesh, who is the State Youth Coordinator of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the Indian State of West Bengal. And he shared with us many of the service activities which the Sai organization is involved in the state of West Bengal, and one or two of the remarkable and phenomenal service activities that they conduct, which I feel are, and I'm sure all of you also will agree with me, are the sanitation activity during the Ganga Sagar Mela and the 365 days Dum Dum Metro Children Welfare Project. As the name suggests, the 365 days Dum Dum Metro Children Welfare Project is a service activity where a group of volunteers go every day to the Dum Dum railway station platform, where they have found a group of children who are orphaned, who have nobody to take care of, and they go there every day morning at 6:30, give them breakfast, brush their teeth, bathe them, and give them moral education, elementary education with human values. And the other service activity, there is the sanitation work during the Ganga Sagar Mela. In fact, it's a commendable activity. During the Ganga Sagar Mela, the pilgrims, the volunteers, clean the night soil which is excreted by the pilgrims on the beach, making the pilgrims come there and have a dip in the ocean and also go to the Kapil Muni temple. In fact, it seems there are many other NGOs who do many other service activities during the Ganga Sagar Mela, but nobody comes forward to take up this activity, and it's only the Satya Sai Seva organization which has been doing this activity from the past 24 years. So this conversation, as you heard, dear listeners, in which Brother Brijesh spoke about many service activities in the state of West Bengal, but there are few more activities which he had told, and the time doesn't permit me for playing it today, so I'll keep it for next week. So stay tuned, join me again next week, and also please do send us your feedback on this conversation. You can write to listener@radiosoi.org. So the time being 12:35, it's a warm afternoon here at Prashant Ashram, and it's time for me to sign off. So I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and I'm ever grateful to Swami to having given me this opportunity to host this segment, Service Love in Action. So meet you again next Thursday, and I'll leave you with a Sai Bhajan, and after this Bhajan, Prem and Arvind will take up the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is the much-awaited afternoon satsang. Jai Sai Ram. Manojavam Maruta Tulya Vegam Jitendriyam Buddhi Matamarishtam Vatatmajam Vanayutamukhyam Sri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapatye
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा अति बलवंता हनुमंता अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनि पुत्रा केसरी नंदन अंजनि पुत्रा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा जय हो पवन कुमारा 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 वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा